Good morning. You listen to FloridaAily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bill Blackstock, the president and CEO of the RFCI, the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. Bill, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Good morning.
I wanted to talk to you about your meeting last week. I was at the CARE conference in Chattanooga, and the RFCI met for its spring meeting down in Naples. Before we get to that, though, real quick background, you've been leading this organization for about 5 years. Prior to that, you were with J&J and spent a long career at Milliken, and you're a graduate of Georgia Tech.
Yes, sir. Go Jacket.
All right. So this meeting down in Naples, give us some of the highlights.
Glad to, Kemp. First of all, it's always an honor to talk with you. As you know, I'm a student of your work for decades. So the meeting last week was at the Ritz-Carlton in Naples. We had record attendance, not by a little, but by a great deal. And I think it has to be from two things. One is the incredible support of our membership. And remember, our members are the association, and we love serving them. Kemp, over the course of the last 4.5 years, we've grown by 50%. Today, the association stands at 58 companies. This gathering is a gathering of executives from those companies, and the energy was quite high in the room. It's always a delight to see that. It was also a timely meeting. From an RSCI standpoint, we hit the 50-year mark. That name came about in 1976, 50 years ago. At the meeting, we covered a lot of strategic initiatives from our association, but to celebrate the 50 years, we also unveiled a new logo that was well received. And just a few minutes ago, we launched a new website, the effort driven by Paul with his partnership with Zaheer and the great team at Azul Art. It reflects RFCI going forward. One thing with the growth that we've had in the resilient sector, you're aware of all the work we've done from an association standpoint on Beautifully Responsible. We also wanted to make sure that the RFCI.com website was commensurate with the great leadership of our members and our overall deployment there. And I hope everyone thinks that we hit the mark on that. They'll get their chance to take a look at it. Remember, in all of these meetings, at the core of what we do, number one is advocacy. We work at the federal and state level. We're blessed to have Venable in out of D.C. in the mix with us. Allison Foley there is at the hub. All things technical. You know Dennis Bradway. He has done incredible things on our technical front, many breakthroughs there. And then, Kemp, we always have Horizon Over the Horizon speakers, of which you've been there in the past. In this meeting, we had Nishu Sood from John Burns Research and Consulting. John Burns is one of my favorite firms to follow as far as market indicators, and he gave us a very stirring economic look forward in these uncertain times. I'm hearing the word uncertain a lot these days. Paul Shahari, who you're very familiar with at Echomedes, peeled the onion one more time, this time on the AI front, gave an outstanding presentation. Ned Monroe from the Vinyl Institute. Ned's had another very busy year of positive activity at the VI. He's an incredible leader. And then we have a keynote speaker, Johnny Quinn. He's the third person in history to be both a U.S. Olympian in bobsled and a professional football player. So we had quite an agenda.
You mentioned our annual report. Let me jump in real quick on that. It came out last week, and we talked about, you know, this is comparing 25 versus 24. And the market overall, both commercial and residential together, was down 3.2%, and resilient was only down 2.4%. So it took a little bit of share from some of the other categories. The only other category that was down less than the market was ceramic tile. So both resilient and ceramic tile took a little bit of market share. So I find that very interesting. So you say the economic speaker had a stirring outlook. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, let me give you a rather humorous comment to begin with. One of our board members in the Q&A session said, you know, and our speaker this time didn't talk about the second half. He was way under the hood looking at a lot of microeconomic indicators. The idea from one of our board members, which everybody enjoyed, was let's call every month of the year or every 6 month period the second half so we can bring about this. And what he was referring to is if you look at the last couple of 3 years, Kemp, you know, there's been a lot of calls for, well, it's going to be better in the second half. It'll be better in the second half. And the second half hasn't quite delivered what we all expected. And I think it goes back to, you would be able to, a better testament to this than me, but Kemp, when you list the major vectors that are at play right now in the overall global economy, I don't recall a period in history that we've had so many. And even in the U.S. economy, you know, of course, we got the Iran thing. We got inflation. We got the labor issue, which I believe is going to impact market share within our industry. I think over time, if the labor shortage is there, those products that are easier to install are going to have a windfall from that. We got this interest rate thing that is still out there. Housing affordability is a national crisis. You see what's happening at the House and Senate level on that. And they made a little adjustment in that yesterday. We had the multifamily slug hit, and we're waiting on that to come back. We got tariffs. We got the wealth possession by generation. We got an election year on all of this, et cetera, et cetera. And there's so many vectors that weeding through this is the real game. And that's why I've really enjoyed John Burns on this, is they get way underneath the hood, because, you know, it's in these times that companies can chart a course. The headwinds, you can do some dramatic things in the headwind. So we spend a lot of time on that. But, it's an interesting time for sure.
Well, Bill, there's some distractions out there, and I hope we pay attention to those. Our nation, our great nation, celebrating 250-year birthday. You know, the percentage of citizens that own homes is still healthy. So hopefully we'll get through all this. I know that the consumer is certainly uncertain and it's not buying any flooring right now.
It's interesting you say that. Just 2 points on that, Kemp. One is I take advantage of talking to as many people as I can every single day. Yep. And yesterday I ran into someone who was about 30 years old, and we were talking about aspirations on buying a home. Yep. Kemp, you know, the average age of buying a home now is the first home is creeped up to almost 40 years old. Maggie and I, way back, along with a lot of our peers, were buying 23, 24 years old. This housing affordability issue is very real, and key work is needed there.
Yeah. Whether we own it or rent it, it's got a floor. So hopefully the flooring industry will do fine.
You know, the interesting dynamic that we all watch right now is the issue of new construction and remodeling. And, you know, as you really get into those curves, you know what's taking place now. With a compression of the data on new starts, you see remodeling activity increase. And you know how important remodeling is to our industry. The great thing about remodeling and resilient is there's a strong correlation there that's very positive for resilient on that. So even though you've got some compression of actual new construction that we've been dealing with, the remodeling indexes are doing some interesting things right now.
All right, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Bill Blackstock, the president and CEO of the RFCI, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FortDaily.net.